What's up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, the co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, with another issue. I'm used to having a newsletter. Welcome to another edition of the Founders Journal. It's Wednesday, April 22nd. And today we're going very meta. We're talking about the podcast plan of the Founders Journal. And this is the Founders Journal, the podcast. It sounds confusing, but it's actually a really interesting conversation. And I'm excited to be joined by Josh, producer Josh, as I like to call him, who pushes me through this conversation, not just today, but every day that we do the podcast. Hope you enjoy, and I'll see you on the other side.
All right, we're finally on podcast feeds. We've got two episodes up. I know we've been talking more with other people about this. What has the general reception been in, and particularly your co-founders? Perception about diarying your progress here?
So I spoke with Austin today, Austin, my co-founder. We do a weekly one-on-one for 2 hours. So this morning from 9 to 11, we spoke about a lot of things, you know, from the future of the business to our education product to new hires. One of the things we also spoke about was what this podcast that you're listening to right now is, because for the last 2 weeks, Josh and I have been recording this, just playing around in like the mad scientist lab, getting recordings, sharing them with, you know, trusted people in my network. I've probably shared it with 10 people to give feedback, but I hadn't presented it to Austin because I wanted it to be good enough to really have feedback on it. But I also wanted to make sure that there was something here before wasting my co-founder's time. And so he brought up points about, one, what is the opportunity cost of spending time on this podcast, and how much time should we be putting into it, and what is the goal of it? And he also brought up just us constantly reassessing what are our superpowers and the things that we are spending time on. Is it flexing our superpowers? And so what I would argue is this 8 to 10 minutes every day brings a level of realism to entrepreneurship that I don't believe yet exists. I think there's so much startup content out there, but I've seen very little that gives people an unadulterated view of running a business. You know, I also acknowledge the fact that whenever Austin and I talk, a big thing that he brings up that I think is always a great question is like, why now? Because we have a lot of good ideas, but everything is about timing. And so, you know, when I thought about why now for this podcast, I've been talking about journaling for the last 4 years. I think what it comes down to is I don't believe anyone truly has a perspective on what it is like to run a business as a young co-founder. I want people to know the good things about running a business, the bad things. And this is meant for the entrepreneur. And I am purposefully ambiguous in what being an entrepreneur means. I view the entrepreneur as someone who is a part-time or full-time builder, someone who fears stagnancy, someone who is obsessed with what they're building, and someone who is risking a lot to be building the thing they want to be building. And I think that risk can be in the form of livelihood, like they've quit their job to do this and they don't have a huge safety net. It can be in the form of time. It can be in the form of sleep. And so my goal is that this show is going to provide connection and insight to other founders and entrepreneurs, because running a business can be a really anxiety-provoking experience. I've found that to be the case. And I think that's true of individual founders or people that have co-founders like myself. And my hope is that this is going to be a sort of respite for people who are building and just want to be understood.
What do you think the hardest part of accomplishing this is going to be?
I have a very lofty vision for this. I want this show, this 8 to 12 minutes, to be listened to by a million people a day, Monday through Thursday. That's where I want to get this. And I actually think this is going to be way bigger than me. I see the Founders Journal being potentially a network of many entrepreneurs at varied levels of their startup journey. People who had just raised a Series A, people who just sold their business, people whose businesses just failed and they're figuring out their next thing. I see this as basically a collection of diaries that people have the ability to open up depending on where in a startup journey they want to look. And I think it's going to be particularly hard to pull off, not only because the vision is so lofty, but because the plan right now is not to draft off of our newsletter. If we put this in Morning Brew starting tomorrow, episode one would probably get, what do you think? 25,000 downloads?
Maybe a little bit more.
Okay, so a little bit more than 25,000 downloads. And what we basically said to ourselves, and I agree with this game plan, is I don't want to take up valuable real estate in Morning Brew right now because this isn't valuable yet. And I don't want to distract people in the business because everyone in the business other than Austin and I have imperfect information and won't necessarily understand what the hell this is. And so the reason I think it's going to be difficult is because we're not getting a head start like we normally do with most of our products. And that basically just means that we're going to have to grow this the old fashioned way, like we did in 2015 when we first launched the business, completely organically through brute force. You know, the conversation with Austin today really got me thinking about how the hell are we going to market this thing to try to grow the listenership in a meaningful way.
You haven't once mentioned potential revenue or dollars in general.
Yeah, I haven't mentioned dollars or making money on this at all. And I think that's for a very purposeful reason, which is I don't think the product is there yet. I think this is good. I don't think it's great yet. And honestly, I want the vibe of this experience to be very much something like a journey together where the listeners of this show have the ability to let me know what was helpful to them, what was a waste of their time, formats that would be better, length of episode that would be better. And I just think we're so early to be thinking about monetizing this, especially because we're not going to get 25,000 downloads overnight. And so to me, the first thing is just proving this actually provides value to people. And once we prove that this provides value by getting feedback on making the product better, then to me, it's about, okay, using certain marketing strategies to get it in front of more people. And to me, that will be the best validation. If we can say there is enough organic appetite, people enjoy this show enough, it is providing them enough connection as entrepreneurs where it is justified for us to put it in Morning Brew now to amplify it. And to me, if we get to that point where we think it is worthy of being put in our newsletter, I think that's the point in time where I'll be thinking way more about how can we monetize this. But I do believe that this is going to be an extremely monetizable asset, because if you think about not even getting to the vision of 1 million downloads a day by entrepreneurs, but let's say 50,000 downloads a day, 50,000 people who consider themselves entrepreneurs, either founders in companies, nonprofits, part-time, full-time, just think about how many companies want to get in front of those people. But then you can also think about beyond advertising. Think about me as a startup founder, all of the tools I use in my life, you know, notebooks, headphones, productivity tools. I have this microphone right now. I would assume that some portion of the 50,000 listeners are going to be interested in these tools also. And so I think at the end of the day, we are relentlessly focused on building a very specific audience with a great product. Ad revenue and non-ad revenue will follow. It'll take a lot of time, but it's also something that I believe we're really committed to and we'll enjoy.
Let's do it.
I'm excited. And I wanted to share a few of the ways that we plan on growing this. Every day, we're going to put it on social. That's one of the ideas. You're going to help me with that, producer Josh. I think another really interesting thing, and maybe this isn't a day one thing, and this is just a classic Alex getting ahead of himself thing, is we record this Monday through Thursday. Friday is my off day. The idea of doing Founders Fridays, where we actually celeb shot other founders onto the podcast who have big social followings so that they can share this experience as well. And I think also there's such a deep level of interactivity with this. Every single episode is a lesson. To me, this is a lesson in understanding the opportunity cost of my time, understanding brute forcing engagement and audience from the ground floor. And so I think there are such interesting questions to be posed from every episode. And so my plan also is not to just post on social, but engage with my listenership, posing questions from these episodes and getting involved in dialogue. So I see a ton of community coming out of this as well. And I couldn't be more excited. With that, it's going to be a hell of a journey, but we are going to get to 1 million downloads a day for the Founders Journal. May not happen tomorrow, probably won't happen tomorrow, but it is going to happen. And I hope it adds a ton of value to you as an entrepreneur. My line's always open. I always want to chat about the things that are making you happy, that are giving you a ton of anxiety and keeping you up at night, whether you're a full-time or part-time founder. Reach out to me. I want to talk about it. Hope you have a great night and see you tomorrow.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.